Hi, this is Radio Kate, and I'm in London for MozFest 2016. It's a buzzing atmosphere here at Ravensbourne College. So many sessions, so many things to look at, but I was attracted by the session on accessibility. And with me now is Craig Tyers from RecitMe. Just to explain to listeners here, well, what is RecitMe and why is it so important?
RecitMe is a toolbar that you can drop onto any website that allows that website to be accessible for people who may have visual impairments or any other impairments that some websites may not have thought of accessibility from the get-go, so they're not perhaps tooled up for that. RecitMe gets over that by providing the tools secondarily in a nice simple drop bar. Drops on the top of your site, lets you do things like changing the font size, background colours, foreground colours, fonts for people who have issues with dyslexia, that kind of thing. And also there's a little read text-to-speech function that will read out the site for people with visual impairments as well.
And how often do we see problems with accessibility on websites these days? Because I know that they have put some laws and things in the UK to try and make sites more accessible for people, but how many website developers are really doing a good job of it, would you say?
Well, this is true. This is an issue. I mean, there are laws in place and it is getting better. People are definitely more aware of how to go about developing a site in an accessible manner. I mean, not just the laws, things like Google tend to reward, the search results tends to be rewarded if you have a more accessible site, because, you know, Google's robot is essentially a blind user, so the better it can use your site, the better search ranks you're going to get. But it's still not perfect. There's still people building websites very quickly because, you know, it's the nature of the industry. We have to get things out and working. And so things like accessibility quite often get overlooked, sadly, in our world at the minute. So it can be a lot better. It can be a lot better.
So I suppose some companies probably say, look, you know, we need to get our website up and running. And, oh, yeah, it'd be nice if it was accessible.
Absolutely.
But we haven't got the money. I mean, if you were going to give the sort of top three things that website developers should be thinking of to make their site more accessible, what would you say?
Ooh, that's a good one. Probably the most important for things like screen readers are title and meta description, because if you're a screen reader and you come to a website, you don't want to have to wade through all of the content of the website before you find out if that was indeed the website you wanted to get to. You want to know up front, yes, this is the one I want to look at. So a good, well-descriptive title right at the top is a great thing to help people decide that they want to read that site.
Mm-hmm. So screen readers are things that if you're visually impaired, it basically will read out every word that it finds on the website. So ensuring that you can be clear about that from the top means that somebody isn't just sitting there waiting for it to say, menu list of items.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if, for example, personally, I want to know the football results, if I've gone to a website for the football results, I don't want to have to sit and wait through 5 minutes of reading the menu out before I get to the football result. I want to get there nice and quickly. So you could get around that one with a skip navigation link, would take you straight there, that kind of thing.
But tell you what, it'd be really nice if, you know, when you phone up to, you know, phone the bank or something, and they list that huge menu. Press one for this, press two. Some of those menus are really, I would love a skip button on that.
I definitely want, press zero to talk to an actual person now. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
So I guess that's the equivalent.
It is, yeah. It's a very similar idea, yeah. Just get me straight to the important stuff. That's the idea with that one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for people who might not be visually impaired, but I know dyslexic sometimes have issues with reading text, how could you help that?
Good font choices and good colour scheme choices are important for those. I mean, a lot of websites are designed to look absolutely beautiful, and they do look beautiful. But if you're dyslexic, it causes the words to move around a little and makes them difficult just to read. Also, things like an image-heavy website can disorient and they look beautiful, but I want to be able to read the words, please. I want to know what's the content, what's the important bit. Content is king on the web, but quite often it gets hidden a bit too much. So
how does that work with a screen reader if you've got lots of images on a site? Because sometimes they are very important for a story.
They are, they absolutely are, and accessibility isn't just about visually impaired people, it's about everyone, and so that image is telling a very important story to someone who can see that image. So maybe a deaf user, they can see that image, they can learn something from that image. So it's important to keep the images there, but it's also important to have them properly annotated with alt attributes, that kind of thing. Nice descriptive alt attributes, so that a screen reader would say, instead of just saying image, it would say image of two people enjoying whatever two people might be enjoying in that image.
And then for people who have websites now and they're, you know, they may be thinking about, you know, a rebuild at some point in the future but haven't got that yet, you're saying that RecitMe, you can just pop that on and it will help solve some of these problems?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a single line of JavaScript. You drop it onto your website and then it loads the RecitMe toolbar onto your site and gives you options to change fonts, change text size, change background colours, foreground colours, read things out, all the kind of things that a screen reader offers a blind person, but it also offers people who might not need a screen reader, like people who are dyslexic or people who are colourblind or people who are just short-sighted or long-sighted or mild visual impairments, and everybody in between, which is nice.
So it sounds marvellous. Why isn't every single website using it if they're not already accessible?
Well, but they all should. They all should.
Are there costs involved?
There are scaling costs because obviously it is delivered by a server, so if you're of a website that has millions and millions of hits a day, then it's going to cost more than if you're just a small website that doesn't get that many much traffic. And it's sliding scale based on traffic, and
sounds like you need to get Google or Mozilla maybe to sponsor you so that they could make this an open tool for more people to use, because it sounds like such a great idea.
That would be great. I mean, ultimately the long-term goal is that the websites are all accessible in the first place and we don't need this kind of tool, but until we get to that point, yeah, that would be great.
Well, Mozilla, if you are listening, then there's your hot tip for today. That's what you need to be investing in next.
That's good to me.
Thanks ever so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.